Rockstar Radio. You, me, or hum. We have the power to win the world. SR Cares, only on SR Radio.
Hey guys, hello, welcome to SR Radio and welcome to SR Cares, a show that's dedicated to SR Foundation's COVID initiatives. You know, when the world is faced with such a grave threat like the COVID, we're suddenly, you know, kind of reminded that kahin na kahin, in the eyes of nature, we're all equal. And since we are so interdependent, if we all come together, the virus can be wiped out by a single stroke. You know, we're all in such confusing times and also very difficult in a lot of ways. There are challenges all across and there are a lot of people who are facing difficulties or need certain resources, and you know, when help comes by, it's always great. And I'm sure that all of us have stopped or, you know, kind of thought for a bit wondering, what is it that I can do? How can I help another person? I think that is the human nature, and with that intention, the SR Foundation has also, you know, taken little steps and done small little things. Now, we know that COVID-19, the whole situation has changed the very landscape of corporate social responsibility, and India Inc. has come together to collectively combat the virus. And the SR Foundation, well, they are really working with a sense of urgency, resolve, responsibility, and focused action to kind of protect the needy sections of the community and the nation at large. You know how it is, right? SR Foundation has this motto of together for progress, together we progress, and I think that's just how it is. The whole foundation, every single person is working towards that, and it's just wonderful and inspiring to see how it is. Small little steps, you know, every little drop matters. That's what it truly is. We'll be sharing a few things that the SR Foundation has been doing and just take you through all of that. You know, they say that numbers always help. They give you a sense of perspective, but they also inspire you to move forward, and that's pretty true for everybody, I'm pretty sure. Here with me is Supriya on SR Radio, and we're talking about our SR Foundation today. And they had initially pledged to provide 1.25 million meals and 1 lakh medical supplies for COVID-19 relief, and the SR Foundation successfully met this commitment to the nation. And from here, there was no looking back and no stopping either. The SR Foundation upped the ante by increasing their commitment of 2 million meals and 1.5 lakh medical supplies. Now, imagine, you know, supplying meals to migrant workers, transgenders, daily wage earners in slum pockets, and also PPEs, N95 masks, and even a whisk to COVID warriors on the front line under this lockdown across the nation. It is true. If there is a will, there will be a way. Of course, SR Foundation, made headlines everywhere. People are talking about the fact that we've done this, including our government bodies, NGO partners, and CSR forums, who've expressed their support and appreciation on public platforms. I'm sure that is quite a, you know, rewarding kind of an experience. Now, let's go ahead and see what our director, SR Capital, Prashant Ruya, has to say about the foundation.
This SR Foundation is very much focused on providing support to the wider and larger community. So everything from supplying masks and suits and ventilators for hospitals to providing food for the labor who are currently finding themselves in a very difficult position, and then also to participating in the various government aided programs like the Prime Minister Cares Fund are all being discussed by the foundation, and many things are already happening, many efforts are already working, are already in motion, and we will continue to do a lot more to support the community around us and to play our part in being good corporate citizens.
So here's to the team that works very closely with the foundation and, really executes all the wonderful ideas and initiatives that they have. On SR Radio, this is Supriya with you. Yes, we are talking about the SR Foundation today. And, they do say that every little step counts when you look at the larger picture. And these are a few things that the SR Foundation has been doing. So just a week back, the SR Foundation launched Sahej, a menstrual health and hygiene initiative. They tied up with Mumbai City's BMC and Best, and they distributed 400,000 sanitary napkins to the women personnel of the Mumbai Police Force on the front line, as well as women in over 10 slum pockets of the entire city. Now, of course, executing this, and how did this work out? Let's hear from the on-ground activists, including the very famous Jameela Begum of Ghar Bachao Ghar Banao Andolan, who helped the foundation in the distribution. And here's what she said.
एसआर फाउंडेशन ने आज काफी बस्तियों में उन्होंने पैर को बांटा ही है। हमारे बस्ते में भी आज 30,000 पैर उन्होंने भेजा है। हम इस शिवाजी नगर एरिया में पूरा 30,000 पैर को आज बांटने जा रहे हैं।
एसआर फाउंडेशन आणि कवच फाउंडेशन यांचा भरपूर आभारी आहे की आमच्या या वरळी विभागातील महिलांना त्यांनी ह्या मुबलक प्रमाणामध्ये हे सॅनिटरी नॅपकिन्स उपलब्ध करून दिलेले आहेत। आणि सगळ्यात महत्वाचं म्हणजे सहज ऍप्लिकेशन जे आम्हाला दिलेलं आहे त्याच्यामुळे एक सोशल अवेअरनेस महिलांमध्ये एक सोशल अवेअरनेस निर्माण झालेला आहे।
And you know what, it doesn't stop there. SR Foundation launched the Sahej app as well, an Android-based app that offers a one-stop solution to maintain menstrual health. Products are available at discounted prices. They also have a period tracker on this and educational videos by renowned doctors. You know, interestingly, the Sahej app features a one-of-a-kind e-store of menstrual products manufactured by women-led micro-enterprises and SHGs, that is, self-help groups. Now, this blends perfectly well with, you know, what our Prime Minister has spoken about, the whole Atmanirbhar Bharat mission of localization and vibrant local manufacturing. You know, I've downloaded this app and I have to tell you, they have some fun games on it as well. Can you just imagine, they have snakes and ladders. What's there to not love about it, right? Anyways, it's time now for us to hear from Mr. Kaustubh Sonalkar, Group President, HR and CEO, SR Foundation, talking about the Sahej app.
Promoting menstrual hygiene is our topmost priority at SR Foundation. We have launched the Sahej app with a vision to revolutionize women's health and empowerment. It will ensure that women from all sections of the society can lead a healthier life and become far more active contributors to the economy. Sahej is not just a menstrual hygiene management app. It is a movement to sensitively yet assertively address the subject of menstruation. With the ongoing COVID-19 crisis, many women will have limited access to menstrual hygiene products and services. We hope Sahej will help break geographical and linguistic barriers to equip women with the right information and products. We want to utilize this medium to reach out to as many women as possible, educate them and provide them with the right medical advice wherever necessary. This is our small contribution to this large social cause.
Well, with that, it is time to wrap up. But let me tell you that we're going to be meeting a very special guest on our next show that will focus on SR Foundation. We're going to be talking to a warrior who's been spearheading the cause of menstrual hygiene very, very passionately. So SR Radio will be in tune and catching up with this Iron Lady, along with many of our other listeners, going beyond the SR family to the slums of Mumbai. So stay tuned and don't forget to download the Sahej app right about now. With that, it is a wrap on today's show and I'll see you soon. Take care, stay safe. Bye bye.
This is SR Radio. Let's go.
We have the power to win the world. Let's go. Everybody.
SR Radio. You, me, or hum.